88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The city of Baltimore is rolling out a new program in which, over the next several months, it will provide trash cans to every household across the city. They've already tried this program out in a few neighborhoods with some success, but there are some places that may find adopting to the new plan harder than others. Jeffrey Raymond is the Chief of Communications and Community Affairs at the Department of Public Works, and he's here to tell us how this new thing is going to work. Jeff, it's good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
So why are we providing trash cans for folks all of a sudden?
One of the things that we hear throughout the city over and over is the concern about trash in the city, loose trash blowing around, trash not being picked up. We're trying to provide as many tools as possible to the citizens to keep that from happening. Not everyone does have or use a can. And we believe that by distributing cans right to the individuals, right to the homeowners and people who live in our city, we're going to be able to put a significant dent in the trash that you see in our city. We're taking away excuses, if you will, for people not to put trash into a durable can with a tight-fitting lid. And that goes a long way to keeping the trash in and secure and keeping the rodents out.
Mm-hmm. So we are now required to have cans to purchase them on our own and put the trash in the cans and stuff. I mean, we can get fined if there's just a garbage bag full of trash sitting on the curb or the alley.
And it's hard to keep up with that, number one. And number two, that's fighting the disease instead of providing the cure. The cure is a secure trash can. And by literally dropping one off at every residence that receives trash service from the city, we're going to go a long way toward making sure that our trash problems are alleviated, mm-hmm. as well as our rodent problem.
How much does it cost? Sounds expensive.
We've signed a contract for $8.9 million with Schaefer Systems, a company out of North Carolina, and they will begin delivery of the cans actually March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Coming right up.
Coming right up. It'll be neighborhood by neighborhood. We will announce them on our website. We'll keep reviews and updates coming. And most of
you're
all,
hang
people
a little
will be
thing on people's door handles.
Hang tags have already been rolled out.
Trash can is coming out pretty soon.
Exactly.
For example, are folks still required to have plastic bag liners for these trash cans?
It's a good idea to prevent spills as these cans are being emptied. So, and keep the cans cleaner, of course, over the life of the mm-hmm. of the can.
I understand that we're not going to be allowed to identify them. Like on our trash cans in our house, we have our address on them so that if they wander away, people will know where they belong.
Yeah, we're asking that people not mark up the cans. The cans will have unique serial numbers on them so that they will be identifiable that way. Also, if people want to put a ribbon or a tag on their can, that's fine. But we're just asking that people not mark them up.
Because in a place that has maybe five or six of them, you know, put together, how are you going to know which one is yours?
Well, again,
just by a ribbon or something.
A ribbon, a couple
of
digits
from
the serial number.
Why the banning of the writing? That's kind of funny.
Well, the thought is that if the can needs to come back for repair or swapped out, that way, if it's put back in service somewhere else,
it's not marked.
It won't be mm-hmm. The confusion. Right?
So what happens if it gets stolen? I mean, folks who live in the city are you know, somewhat used to, in almost every neighborhood, having their trash cans disappear occasionally. These you said they have a serial number on it, and they're marked digitally somehow?
There is a radio frequency ID tag in them that we can work with handheld scanners if we find a can that appears to be out of place out in a county somewhere, we can put the scanner to it and find out instantly where that can is should be.
So Big Brother of trash cans.
Yeah.
We know where you are. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, we won't be able to track them down. This is not like LoJack. But as we
as
come
you
across
encounter them, you can figure out where they belong.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
On 88.1, my guest is Jeff Raymond. He's the Chief of Communications and Community Affairs at the Department of Public Works, and he's telling us how this new trash can program is going to be rolled out beginning next week here in the city of Baltimore. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. How big are these things?
The standard can is 65 gallons.
That's huge. It's big.
It's a big trash can. I've actually had one at my house here in the city for a few years. They comfortably take a couple of those big trash bags that you've referred to, a third if necessary. There's only three of us in our household, so we routinely get a couple of bags in the can. I have no trouble putting in a third if necessary. So it's a good size can, but not unwieldy. Remember, these are wheeled. They have handles. You don't have to lift them. Just roll them. So it actually is pretty convenient.
Okay, so a couple days ago, or last week, one Wednesday, I spoke with a woman named Lisa Meyerhart. She does communications and media stuff with the Seton Hill Neighborhood Association, and she's got some concerns about the size. Let's hear what she had to say.
Well, a lot of the neighbors have expressed concern that the 65-gallon can option is too large, and the 35-gallon option, which is the smaller version that you can opt into, is also still too big for a lot of the residences. Some people have alleyways, but a lot of residents don't. So these trash cans that are this size make it really hard for somebody to maneuver. If people keep the trash cans in their home, a 65-gallon trash can is really too large for most people to be able to manipulate on their own. They don't fit in most of the sally ports or the breezeways, the 65-gallon option or the 35-gallon option.
So we should make clear that there is an option. You can fill out a form, and instead of taking the 65-gallon version, you can get a smaller one, 35 gallons. But Lisa's saying that for folks in her neighborhood, a historic neighborhood, small houses, small spaces in between and next to the houses, even those smaller cans are going to be tough. What do you think the solution is?
If it works better to use your existing can, then by all means, keep doing that. We don't want to force something on people that does not, will not work or makes things worse. This is a program meant to provide a can where people may not have cans, provide a better can in many cases. And if it, in a situation where people in Seton Hill or other smaller neighborhoods like that find that it can't work, then we're not going to force it on people.
But in order to not get one, you do have to fill out a form, right? You do have to physically opt out of it.
We have put a refusal form on the DPW website, on the municipal trash can page. Mm-hmm. So people can go in and fill that out. In fact, we've extended the deadline to make that happen. It had been March 17th. We've now gone ahead and extended that period to April 20th.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's Lisa again, and she talks a little bit about extending the deadline, but she also has another solution. Let's hear what she thinks.
What we'd really like is DPW to, you know, at a minimum, extend the deadline, but really we would like them to come up with an actual solution, which would be to contract for a third can. You know, I agree that this is a great initiative. It'd be nice to have these sort of, you know, very durable trash cans with these tight-fitting lids. They can be tracked. It'll help with the trash problem. You know, I think all of the reasons why the city wants to move towards this, they're all good reasons. But without doing the thorough research and figuring out an option for these small, you know, historic neighborhoods, I don't think the program can work.
So, Jeff Raymond, you know, we're already spending $9 million on this. Is a third smaller option than the 35-gallon option even viable?
We just don't have that option. The RFP was for a 65-gallon can and also taking a look at a smaller option, which was 35 gallons. And that's where we are.
So 35 gallons doesn't work. You just got to stick with what you've got now.
With what you've got.
And
right.
you have, in fact, extended the deadline. So people have until
April 20th
to opt out of the program.
To opt out or request a 35-gallon can.
Otherwise, you're going to automatically be assigned a 65-gallon
can. We will deliver a 65-gallon can.
Cool.
We're hoping people don't wait up until the deadline, but let us know as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by and explaining it. It's an important initiative, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Jeffrey Raymond is the Chief of Communications and Community Affairs of the Department of Public Works in Baltimore City. We've got a link to more information about the new municipal trash cans on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up. Stay with us.
Take out the trash. Take out the fast is how we match. Watch out, baby, gonna give you a rest. Take out the trash.